It's the final day of the 2023 High School State Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth with this update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. The field championships concluded yesterday. It is all track today. Five of our 12 events have completed, seven remain. Here's how the last few have shaken out. Girls shuttle hurdle for Class 1A just wrapped up. Arweva picks up a sixth place finish with a time of 109.26. That was Elizabeth Bruner, Amber Regaler, Jamie Hausman, and Maggie Regaler. They get a medal, sixth place performance for Arweva. Congratulations. Zeke Conkler of Audubon, personal record time of 203.40 in the 800 meter final for Class 1A, 19th overall for Conkler. And then the first three events of the day, Marie Day, fourth overall in the 800 for Class 3A, school record time, besting her own record, 2:15.54. Again, fourth overall for Marie Day of Carroll. Same event, but Class 2A, the 800 meters, Chloe Judish of South Central Calhoun, ninth overall with a personal record time of 2:19.70. And our first event to kick off the morning, the 3A girls sprint medley, Carroll picked up a 10th place finish. Again, five of our 12 events are in the books. We have seven remaining, and the next one is coming up between 12:45 and 1 o'clock or so. We are running just a little bit ahead of schedule so far. That'll be the boys' 100-meter dash for Class 2A, DJ Vanami of Kemper. This update on Kick 106.7 has been brought to you by Pup in the Tub, Manning Municipal Utilities, Christina's Flowers, The Marketplace, Feld Security, and Next Generation Chiropractic. Thanks to Rini back in studio this morning. For all state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com or on Twitter at CB Sports Network. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.